Track 9. Trevor Jacobs' cracker of a garden. East Carlton Manor has a fabulous garden which, for the last 30 years, has flourished under the watchful eye of a head gardener who once worked for Prince Charles, as Donna Louise Bishop discovered.
Nestled in the heart of rural Norfolk lies a glorious garden that boasts half a century of nurturing to become what it is today. And for 30 years of that time, its head gardener, Trevor Jacobs, has been lovingly attending each and every spectacular acre of East Carlton Manor's outdoor oasis. Born and bred in the county, Mr. Jacobs, 64, has just a 5-minute walk to work each day, as he also resides in the village, based near Wyndham. The father of two, who is also a former head gardener to Prince Charles, recently celebrated 3 decades of tending to one of Norfolk's most beautiful private gardens. It was a role he took on in 1991, and after spending a morning taking in the spectacular views and discovering hidey holes, it is clear to see how this place has captured his heart. Describing the job as a highlight of his career, he explained how the garden had been transformed from an open space to what it is today. He said, "I began my career in 1972, so this will be my 49th year in gardening professionally. This garden has been 50 years of development. It was designed in 1968, originally by Notcutts. I can safely say that being able to maintain this garden's glory over the past 3 decades has been an absolute highlight." The manor's landscape is home to the Winter Garden, the Italian Garden, the eye-catching Moon Gate that is draped in wisteria during the spring, and a summer house depicting all 4 seasons in a stunning frieze, just to name a few of its impressive elements. Mr. Jacobs is quick to make sure that he does not get all the credit, though. He added, "I have a team of 2, and we are all very dedicated to making the garden look the best it can. They are good workers. Although it can be daunting getting it to this standard, we enjoy it. When we are working and firing on all cylinders, it's great." The trio takes it in turns to cut the 36 acres of grass, tackling 12 acres each, which usually takes between 2.5 and 3 days. He explained how new machinery had changed the job. "The change in equipment has been huge. In fact, it has changed the profession. The first gardening tractors in 1972 were so unreliable. We would spend more time fixing them than using them. The lawnmowers were terrible too. In the last 10 to 15 years, the machinery has come on a lot, and is much bigger now too." The self-taught gardener, originally of Baconsthorpe, near Holt, in North Norfolk, has not always had flowers at the centre of his passion. "I had a passion for gardening for many, many years before taking it up as a profession. I started off at the age of 15 as a wee little novice chap, but from the age of about 5 or 6 years old, I would help my dad on the allotment and cut the grass at the rectory." Reflecting on a homegrown 18-inch cucumber weighing 1.1 kilograms, he added, "My original love was growing and tending to vegetables. That's my forte. I grew up looking after them. That's where my heart belongs." Mr. Jacobs began his career straight from school, where he started work at nearby Mannington Hall. He recalled leaving school on July 29, 1972, and by the time the family had returned from a holiday in Hemsby on August the 3rd, the hall's owner, Robin Walpole, was knocking on the family's door to offer him a job. Despite referring to him as a bit scrawny, Lord Walpole decided to take a chance and give him a 3-month trial. Once there, he worked with the county's at the time youngest head gardener, when using a farming scythe was still the norm. "Percy took me under his wing. One day he asked me to go and fetch him some wire netting seed, which I tried, but it was obviously like asking for a left-handed screwdriver." At Mannington Hall, he picked brambles and nettles out of the raspberry fruit cages. He stayed there for 12 years and also helped to get the estate ready to be open to the public, something he described as a lift up in confidence for him. He was aged just 29 when a new opportunity came along to work as a head gardener for Prince Charles in Gloucestershire. By this time, he was married to wife Tanya, who he wed in 1978, and the couple would go on to have two daughters, Gemma and Holly. My father said, "You're not moving out of Norfolk," as I'd been here my whole life. But I did, and I spent 6 years in that job. Before getting the job, I remember we had to meet in a secret location, which was Lana's of Holt Tea Room, and I was interviewed by a guy in a scarf and a hat. We were then invited to look around the garden, which took at least half a day. It was very cold that day, and I remember Prince Charles offering my wife his coat and putting it around her shoulders. Mr. Jacobs had fond memories of working there, and described his former employer as a great one, but is forbidden by the Official Secrets Act to reveal any more information. However, the smile on his face says it all. Around this time, he was also offered a presenting job on the children's television show Blue Peter, but it was a dream that would never come to fruition. In 1990, his mother became ill after suffering from a stroke, and by 1991, the family had relocated back to Norfolk to spend time with her. Mr. Jacob put an advertisement in Gardeners Guild to inform the industry that he was looking for work. He was quickly pinpointed to another position requiring a gardener at a country estate in Norfolk that was to become a pinnacle of his career. On September the 6th, 2001, his mum passed away, a year to the day after his father had died from lung cancer in 2000. Since then, the garden has been a place of both achievement and solace. His face lights up as he tours the place he has tended for so long. The statues, Lady with the Book, and the Muffler Man cause much intrigue to him. My workers look at me like I'm daft sometimes, but I often wonder what she is reading. While the Muffler Man makes me feel cold just looking at him wrapped up in his winter clothes. Some of my other favourite things in the garden include the tulip tree, an old beech tree well over 150 years old, and an old oak tree between 200 and 250 years old. I also love the autumn season for its colours. September through to November is great. I'm not so keen on the winter. That is greenhouse time when it's January and February. One of the worst things has to be dabbling around in ponds in the winter and cleaning the waterfalls. That's not one of the best jobs to do. Mr. Jacobs is due to retire in a couple of years and said it would be a hell of a wrench to tear himself away, although he was looking forward to spending time relaxing in Munsley on the coast and teaching disabled people to garden. He celebrated 30 years of service at East Carlton Manor on July 19th and was presented with a framed architectural drawing of the garden by owners the Chapman family. He also had a tree planted and named after him following his 25 years of service there. You never get tired of looking at the view, and you'll never get depressed in here. If you ever leave the gardens feeling sad, then I'd want to know why. Doing your work, you are focused on what you are doing. It's not until you get a chance to come outside of work when you are able to reflect on how spectacular it is. I sometimes come in here, and when I walk around, I can take things in, which I think is important, as these types of estates are getting few and far between. His family is also both proud and impressed with Mr. Jacobs. His daughter, Holly Jacobs, on behalf of the family, added, "We are also proud of him for his continuous hard work in maintaining the gardens of many acres, almost single-handedly at times. The work that he does, it does not go unrecognized, but we wanted to shout about his true gardening talent. He dedicates so much time to those gardens, and he goes above and beyond to keep it maintained to the highest standard. And when he's not working, he's helping my sister and me with our gardens, and looking after his own. He's extremely passionate, and has been green-fingered since he finished school, so he knows all there is to know."